Proclamation number 5563, dated the December 24th, 1952. Let there be light. Let there be light. Light came into the world because it was dark on earth and people could no longer find the path out of their spiritual darkness. There came the light from above to illuminate all those of good will. God sent his Son to earth so that he could also bring them salvation with the light. And thus he entered into a world of hatred and unkindness, and the people did not recognize him as light and savior. But his love for the wretched human race was so great that he wanted to deliver them from the darkness, that he wanted to release them from Satan's chains, who had caused the darkness through sin and pulled all beings into the abyss with him, where there was neither light nor freedom. The Son of God came as Redeemer for the enslaved human race. The infant Jesus was born. A soul from the kingdom of light had chosen a human form for itself and came as an innocent baby into the world in order to start his earthly life, which ended with the greatest act of love and compassion in order to redeem the sinful human race. The adversity on earth was huge. The path to God was even obstructed to the righteous, because the sin of the spirits past apostasy from God, which encumbered every human being, made the return to God impossible, since God's righteousness required an appropriate atonement for this sin which no person was able to render in earthly life. God's adversary triumphed, for all souls living on earth as human beings belong to him. He had pulled them into the abyss with him and would no longer release them. And the righteous cried to God for help. They called for a savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, redeemed the world from his power. He paid for the sin of guilt with his death on the cross. Yet even this act of salvation had to be accomplished in free will. The atonement had to be carried out voluntarily, just as the sin against God was once voluntarily committed. And therefore the being of light was unable to bring redemption to people. Instead, only a human being sacrificing himself voluntarily for love on behalf of his fellow man was able to accomplish this atonement, and therefore it had to be born on this earth as a human being and grow up with all human characteristics amongst his earthly brothers, because the human will alone was decisive for this act of love, since a light being's love would have redeemed humanity long ago. Were this to correspond to the law of eternal order. Thus, the being of light set aside its divinity, it became a human child with all human weaknesses and characteristics which he then consciously had to fight against in order to strengthen his will, so that he then sacrificed himself without coercion as redeemer of the human race in order to achieve the atonement for its sins. And all angels in heaven hailed this infant and bowed down to him. The soul took abode in his body and spread a bright light. The light came into the world. God sends a redeemer from above to people. The Savior Jesus Christ came to earth in order to redeem the human race. Amen.